Oh my God, everyone. Hi, that's Wednesday. Oh, it's been so long that I think I almost forgot how to do this, and I was actually nervous to even start again. Oh my goodness. Well, this is going to be what I consider season two of the Less Wednesday podcast, just because I took such a long break. Anyways, so let's see. What have I been up to lately? Actually, kind of nothing. So my beautiful job decided to close down for renovations, and at first everyone was kind of scared, like, what are we gonna do? Is that so they send a bunch of us to like different sister restaurants. Everyone's kind of already started and gotten recertified in their new location and stuff. Today is actually my first day and I'm kind of nervous. I haven't trained anywhere where in a really long time. I did train when I went to like the federal, but I was part of like the opening team, so that was a little bit different. Like this one is like already like open, like I'm have to shadow someone, and I haven't done anything like that in a long time. Usually I'm the trainer, so I'm kind of nervous. Like it's like being like completely new, but it should be exciting and like, you know, see new faces and stuff. But yeah, let's see. Other than that, again, nothing. Amari's not in school this summer, so we're kind of just sleeping in, staying up ridiculously late. I gave up drinking Dr. Pepper. I wouldn't say gave up because I had Jeff and Helen bought me a liter the last week, and I pretty much drank it the next day completely. Like I was so mad at myself, but it just tastes so flipping good. Oh. But yeah, so I managed. I was like, all right, I'm gonna stop drinking soda, and I lost like 10 pounds. And then everyone's like, oh, you look skinnier, but I literally feel exactly the same. I don't really see a difference. But again, like the scale says like the 10 pounds, but my clothes, everything to me is exactly the same. Hopefully, it's just in my head. I think I'm maybe kind of slightly have body dysmorphia, I guess, a little bit. I always feel like I'm smaller than I am, except when I look at pictures and I'm like, holy cow, you're bigger. But I don't think there's anything wrong with me, like body. Like I'm fine being bigger, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. But yeah. And then, oh, I have just binged watched the crap out of Love Island USA season six though, because it kept like popping up on social media. So I was like, okay, let me give this a try. And I binged watched it, and the way that. Honestly, if you saw Perfect Match, you should watch Love Island. It's literally like Perfect Match on crack because there's so many more episodes. They're in there a whole lot longer. You see so much more. There's like already like 30 something episodes, and I think it has, this is the last week. I think there's like four more episodes that need to air or something like that, or three, I don't even know. But still, that's still a lot of episodes. It's supposed to like Perfect Match, you get what, 10, 12 max or something like that. Netflix, you're gonna have to step up your game because yo, they got a bunch of twists and turns, and the way they do like the eliminations and stuff, like it is, yeah, like they have like the America's vote, so like people vote in for their choices, but when they have like the other islanders vote people off, like that is savage. Like the ones when they like the girls have to pick one to vote off, the boys have to pick a boy to vote off, or when like you have to like as individuals stand behind who you want to save. It's like you can see like that was it was just also heartbreaking. Oh. And then of course the one islander that I like, it's like Rob, and he is so manipulative and toxic and so like nonchalant, whatever, and he's so hard to read, but something about his light blue eyes that like I'm just like keep telling me these lies. Oh goodness, am I the toxic one at this point? But yeah, so then I binge watched that. Let's see, I haven't read anything since reading Fourth Wing. So now I just have to wait till January for the third book, Onyx Storm, to come out. Honestly, if you like the Divergent series, I would so suggest this because it does have all the components of like that fantasy world that we got when I read like ACOTAR. But this one has like, it felt very like the like Dauntless, like the, I forgot the name of it, was like that they had to be put in. So they have like a parapet and then like all these other things that they have to like, all these challenges and they have to go, and it's like a school for them to be trained as writers, and they get dragons. Like, come on out, dragons But it's not just, like, anything. Like, they just get a dragon. They bond with these dragons. They can, like, communicate with these dragons, like, telepathically. Like, they can hear each other's, like, thoughts, emotions, everything. And then their dragons, like, even, like, mate and have somebody else. And it's, like, it just gets all, like, twisted. And you fall for these people. Oh, I'm so glad that I started reading again. It really just, like, my mind, sometimes I'm just, like, I just want what I'm reading to just be played on the screen. Because, like, I can't find anything else to watch. And then I end up watching, you know, stupid reality TV. Which, speaking of, I don't know why I keep watching the Kardashians. I am guilty of one of the ones that keep them on air. Because I'm still watching them. Even though, like, it's, at this point, like, background noise. Let's see. What else? I don't even know. It's been such a, like, chill time. I kind of just been focusing on, like, doing things that make me happy, nothing that stresses me out, making sure I spend all my extra time with Amari, which, God, that little girl's spicy. I love her to death. Yeah, I just want to be more consistent and stuff and, like, get more people to, like, come and talk shit here with me because I do enjoy this. It's actually kind of fun. It's scary at first, but it's a lot of fun. I do not like hearing the sound of my own voice, though, but that's besides the point. Let's see. I am currently rewatching The Summer I Turned Pretty because I couldn't figure out anything else to watch. So last night I was like, you know what? Let me put it on. And again, I love the series so much more than the book, but book 3 is still my favorite. So hopefully it kind of stays true to that. I don't know if it wanted to stay true. I'm such a Jeremiah fan. But yeah. Again, I am so nervous. Oh, that reminds me. So recently, I was talking to one of my friends, Stephanie, and she was saying how, like, women tend to change around, like, the guys they're dating, I guess, because she's, like, going on, like, dates and stuff, which, you know, power to her. I don't know if I, you know, the dating pool is something, like, out there that I can, like, dabble in, but she is, like, saying how, like, you know, you have to, like, go out and get dressy and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, do guys really, like, think that women are just, like, dolled up 24/7? Like, when they're home, like, we are just dressed, like, bummy. Not bummy, but we definitely in our Adam Sandler look. Even, like, me right now. Like, just completely, like, a grandma bata. Like, my hair is in the messiest bun known to man. And, you know, I'm okay with it. I walk the dogs like this. It's perfectly fine. But, you know, everyone is, I guess, a little bit more shy. But to me, it's just like, yo, this is, I would show up to Cleon's house when we first started dating just like this. Like, I wasn't going to change. Like, that's just it. Done. Ugh. But, yeah. Anyways, so I would hope to get on here a little bit more and eventually, like, you know, start bringing in more people so we can discuss things a little bit more. But this is just, like, my intro to season 2. Ugh. Wednesdays, get ready, guys, because my schedule's definitely changed, so I definitely have more time to invest in this. All right, guys, well, have a good week. See you guys next week. Bye.